Okay, we are the Gemara on Yudalad Amid Beis. We're going to start again because we were reading a list. What happened was, thank you. What happened was, a person was Mekadesh with a brand. Yud Beis Amid Beis. I said Yudalad? I apologize. Yud Beis Amid Beis. Person was Mekadesh a lady with a branch of a myrtle tree. Hadas, and Akab Rav Huna sent the Shiloh to Rav Yosef, who answered him, give him Malkus like Rav, and require a get like Shmuel. Now Shmuel we know, Shemesh Avapruta B'madai, Rav is something we didn't know, and that's where we're going to start, from the last word on the line is the Rav. If you go across, Tisus Im Hekilu Bishvuya, like half a line down. Last word on the line is the Rav. The Rav Mangel on the Mekadesh Beshuka, Rav used to give Malkus to somebody who made Kedushin in an open area. He held it was preachers. By the Mekadesh Vabia, which also, marriage is a process, and he's skipping the process, and that's not sneeristic. By the Mekadesh B'lo Shaduchi, the same thing. By the Mevatul Gita, that's what we learned yesterday. Mevatul Gita, now Rashi learned, he tells the Shliach, but we're afraid the Shliach will go on anyway and give it to her. She'll think she's divorced. Tisus wants to know why would the shliach do a thing like that. So Tisus learns he's mevatel to get behind the back of the shliach. That's when Rav gave Malkus. But we learn with Rashi. Rashi learns he told the shliach, but we're afraid the shliach will give it to her anyway, and that would create big problems. So therefore, if you give a get, if one gives a get, don't be mevatel. Thou the master me do'agita. Somebody who, when he's being forced to give a get, informs people beforehand what I'm doing doesn't count. And therefore, that makes a big problem. The woman thinks she's divorced. Meanwhile, he was a Meister Meida. So therefore, Rav used to give Malkus to somebody that did that. That's what we're up to in Rashi. We were up to Valdo Meister Meida Agita. The Rashi going to get Tam Ustam Yisrael, a get forced by a Jewish court. The mighty Laz Abaneh, he's mighty Laz because he was Meister Meida. Now Rashi makes it sound that the Meida doesn't work, but still it spreads rumor about her kids that they are Mamzerim. Bezin sent a messenger to call the guy to din, and this guy hits him. He's Mitzar Shlucha de Rabbanon. Rashi learns means he hits him. Others learn he hits the messenger from Bezin. The guy comes and says, you have to come to Bezin. The guy slaps him across the face and says, get out of here. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn Mitzar doesn't have to be hit him. Makes his life miserable. There's other ways to make people's life miserable. Rashi, the Matzar Shlucha de Rabbanon, the Matzmina, what? Matzar Shlucha de Rabbanon.
How far down?
What?
How far down are you?
It's further down than we are in the Gemara by about 10 lines. The Matzar Shlucha de Rabbanon, Matzmina Ledin, he's calling him to Din, the Piyadianim, but Zeh Kamalov Makeyu, and this guy hits him. Weiter. The guy who was put in cherim, and he did not do what's necessary to have it removed for 30 days. So we give him Malkus. Cherim, putting a guy into shamta, is to get him to do tshuva, to get him to correct what he did wrong. This person doesn't care. For that, he gets Malkus. Again, these are all rabbinic Malkusim. Mikshailin achreinim, whether Malkus Martis, which is what this is called, is limited in number, like does it go with 39, like biblical Malkus? Or is it whatever the Rabbanon decide is necessary to get the message across? Even if it's more than 39, if that's what's necessary, they're not bound by the number 39. It seems to be a Machlokes. Yes?
We have encountered the concept that rabbinic dicta are based on biblical.
Right, but this is a machlokes. Again, I'm just telling you the machlokes.
Yeah.
Right. Next. About chasna d'deir bechamua. A person, a son-in-law, and it refers to the first son-in-law, who, it doesn't say that, yeah, it says it, we'll see it in Rashi, who moves into his in-law's house. We don't want sons-in-laws living together with their in-laws because we're afraid that mother-in-law and son-in-law are going to be too close to each other, and that can lead to double problem. The Gemara says elsewhere, I believe in Sukkim, that it affects, A, she might give him money that belongs to her husband. Hey, she might have a relationship with him, which is a erva. So therefore, sons-in-laws should not live in their mother-in-law's house. Rashi, if he does, we give malchus marriage. Mothers-in-law love their sons-in-law. Watch your wife from her first son-in-law. Zakti Gemara, the dayer in Chalav Loi, is it only if he lives there? What if he stam visits? Is that not susceptible? Don't we give Malchus Martis even for that? Son-in-law should not visit, spend time in his mother-in-law's house at all? There was this son-in-law that went across the door of his mother-in-law, meaning he spent time with her. Again, he didn't live there. He visited. And Rav Sheshes gave him Malchus. So we see that this son-in-law, mother-in-law business is far beyond living there. And for the Gemara, who made them have his daimus chasmine? There was a rumor going around of a relationship between mother-in-law and son-in-law. The son-in-law was told, stay away. And he broke that, he got Malchus. But a regular son-in-law, that there's no rumor going around, we don't care if they visit, we just don't want them living there. Rashi made them have his daimus chasmine. Chashdu mimenu, he was accused. Lashon daima or bas daima. Daima bas daima means a woman that's accused and a daughter of the woman that was accused of this. So, it doesn't do with this Gemara, just borrow terminology. Yes?
Is there a difference between staying a night or staying permanently?
Live means for, I don't know what permanently. I would say 30 days. What? That's what I would think, but I have no right. Now, Tais the Rishonim are bothered with that today sons-in-laws do live with their mother-in-laws. In fact, it seemed that in the time of the Rishonim was commonplace that sons-in-laws moved into their in-laws' house. That's where they stayed. What happened to this Gemara? That's the Rishonim's kasha. So, the answer that I saw again, this Rishonim discussed this, is that today it's done from financial incentive, financial gain. The reason the son-in-law is moving into his mother-in-law is because he can't afford to live anywhere else. In those days, it wasn't a financial thing. It was a relationship thing. You want to be close to your in-laws. We don't want you close to your in-laws. But now, it's being done for financial gain, so it's not included in the answer.
Well,
yes?
As you've mentioned over the past 20 years, even when you knock down a house, you save the, unless it's religious reasons, you save the stones. I mean, there was nothing thrown out. This was a subsistence society. It had some people who were very rich, but in the end, it was a subsistence society.
Again, I'm just telling you what Tysus says. Bekulu loy mangidrav, so Tysus in that Tysus says that the reason we're matri today is because they live there rent-free. And that's a raya that they're not living there for any other reason but financial incentive. And therefore, it's not included in the answer. Again, just speaking it out. Zogti Gemara Vayter. Nadar says, Bekulu loy mangidrav. Rav did not give Malchus for that whole list. They disagree with that statement that Rav used to give Malchus Martis for that whole list. They say that Rav only gave Malchus a Mekadesh Babia Beloy Shiduchi. He did something, meaning the only time he gave Malchus is it was a combination. Bia without Shiduchim. Before we had them separate, besides the rest of the list. And in Adar, they had one thing. Rav gave Malchus to a person who was Mekadesh a lady with Bia without ever being engaged to her. That's the only time he gave Malchus Martis. The rest of the list, he didn't give Malchus. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ika de Amri, afilu b'shiduchin ami. And some say that in Adar, they gave Malchus from Mekadesh Babia, even if it was engaged. Meaning, again, both versions of what happened in Adar limited when Rav gave Malchus. Unlike the first Mandi Amri that brought down whatever it was, eight cases, whatever it was, that he gave Malchus, Adar said in one case, Now, according to the first version, the one case had two wrongs, Bia without Shiduchim. According to the second version, just Mekadesh Bia got Malkus. Period. Mishum Pritzusa. Dr. Gemara Weiter. New story. Yes.
So something we have seen elsewhere, which is that in the real, it was common that
in Yehuda
was common that there would be relations between the engaged couple. Were they married then at that point?
No, they were not nesuin, and that was done according to the Shita of Kabbalists and Subas as a reaction to a gzeira of the Goyim. What happened was, the Goyim made a gzeira that whoever gets married in Yehuda has to live with the governor first.
Right.
So therefore, in Yehuda, they lived B'shas Kedushin to avoid, once she was not a psula, the governor left her alone. So it was done as a Hirosh Shah in Yehuda. But afterwards, that went away.
But even so, after that was done, droit de seigneur is the term for it. After that was done, she was free to any man. She was so
no, fine. She had kedush.
Oh, she had kedush. You're right. I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Zog de gemara b'ayter. The kaddish betzivsta da asa. He was mekaddish a lady with a mat made out of myrtles. Amrule, they said to him, v'alas b'shava pruta. There's no Shava Pruta. Amrlo, Tignish Ba'ar Bezuzah de Izba. Now he gave it to her, and he said, Ariat Mukadesh Nachliba Machzela Zum. She accepted it, and then, she accepted it, L'shem Kedushin, and then they said, there's no Shava Pruta. So there went Biblical Kedushin. And I'll pick the Rishayim that say that we're not holding like Shmuel. There's no Shema Shava Pruta B'mana. There's other Terutzim in the Rishayim, but I'll pick that. Or she said, had I known it's not worth a Pruta, I would have never taken it. So it's a Kedushay toss. She thought it was worth a Pruta. Right? But the case of Shema Shava Pruta B'mana, she knew it wasn't worth a Pruta, or it might not be worth a Pruta, she took it anyway. Here, it's clear that she doesn't want it if it's not worth a pruta. So he went ahead after she had taken it. And he said, in the mat, there's four coins. There's four zuzim. Much more than a pruta. Let the kedushin be with that. Now, he did not give it to her and say, I'm being mekadesh with the coins. He told her, I'm mekadesh with the mat. He handed her a mat.
With coins.
He did not tell her that.
But it's in it.
Again.
And I marry you with this.
He said, the Machzela Zu. But the Machzela itself is not worth a Bruta. She had no idea there were coins there. How is she supposed to dream that there's four coins in the Machzela? But it's surprise. Like, you know, we used to have by raffles, surprise package. Not what he told her. It was a surprise package. He said with this mat.
Afterwards, he said.
I'm coming. And she kept quiet. Did not react. She didn't say, I'm a Kadeshus. Did nothing. He kept quiet. Is keeping quiet at that point acquiescence? Which it would have been at the beginning of the Kedushin. Or since he didn't hand her anything now. She saw no need to react. That's the question.
She didn't react to the first thing either. She didn't say,
don't. One second. A guy walks over to that lady and says, I have a Kedushin for you. She sticks her finger out. That's acquiescence. He walks over to the lady, I'm in contact with this mat, and she takes it. That's acquiescence. Aid him here, him say, I'm doing Kedushin, and they see her taking the item, that's Kedushin.
What happened here?
Here, he gave her the mat, and he did you Mekadeshes with the mat.
And she took it.
And she took it, and then found out that it's not worth a Pruta. Right? Not worth a Pruta. So now, she kept quiet. So he says, oh, there's four coins in there. Now, he's not giving her the four coins this minute. He gave it to her already. And she had no idea it was coming. Is her keeping quiet now agreement to Kedushin? She said nothing. Let's read the Gemara tonight. I'll get to the question of it. That's the Gemara. Again, Ahu gavah the kadosh v'tips of the ass. Amar lo ba les b'shava pruta. Amar lo tikdish bar b'zuzi the izba. Shaklasa beforehand v'ishtika. And she kept quiet. And the question is her keeping quiet acquiescence? I have no idea what you just said. Shaklasa, she had taken it beforehand. The ishtika, and she kept quiet. Amar Rava, can I read a line of Gemara? Amar Rava, havishtikusa delacha matmas, v'choshtikusa delacha matmas lav klumu. Keeping quiet after the money was received means nothing. Keeping quiet as you take it, that means something. Keeping quiet after you got it doesn't mean you agreed to Kedushin. He just didn't react. She didn't say yes. She didn't say anything. Yes, doctor.
I mean, this segues very nicely into the story of Reb Shimon Shetach and the horse, where they found the money in the... the horse. So by rights, Reb Shimon could have kept the money, because when the guy gave him over the horse, he gave him over the horse and anything that was attached to it.
Again, a woman has to agree to Kedushin. If she doesn't realize she's getting four zuz, then you can't say she agreed to Kedushin of four zuz.
That was the question I was going to get to, which is what is the nature of value? Is it the perception of the person receiving, or the absolute value?
It's in the Kedushin, it's the perception of what the person's receiving. In sales, it's the thing. If I agree to a sale, I have to know what I'm being paid.
Now, there was an interesting case where a person was a Bucky and Hart, was at a garage sale and bought a chandelier for $200 because he recognized it was his original.
I have it all the time, yes.
Which he then auctioned off at $3 million.
Right.
So.
We'll get into that. That's a Shiloh Mekkah toss. It's nothing to do with, 100%.
But if the bar was $200, would that have been the Kaddish Nisha if she thought it was just a garage store thing?
Again, we are very careful. We ask the woman, we ask the Adam in front of the woman, is this worth a puta? That's all we want to know. And they say yes, and that's all she knows she's getting. If she dreams of something else, that's her problem. She's being told. With a pruta. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Can you say, what do they think what's going on over here? They think it's that also, right?
So that's a big question. What do the Adam have to know? What do the Adam have to see? What do the Adam have to know? That's the question here. Meaning, let's say the Adam have no idea what the value of the item is. They see Reuven giving a woman money, an item. They don't know whether it's worth a pruta or not. Let's say you don't hold like Shmuel. And now, a day later, they find out that it is worth a pruta. At that time, they didn't know it was worth a pruta. Did they see Kedushin, or do they have to know at the time of Kedushin? Now, it's not as though we're very machmer. We tell them, hey, pruta, pruta, right? That's part of the ceremony. We got it.
Yesterday we said they didn't.
So that's a machloikas. I said there's a sheet that says they don't have to know. But same thing here. Hold 1 second. They have to know that the. Do they have to know the value of the mat? Let's say the mat was worth a pruta. Did they have to know it at the time? That's a big machloikas. Again, halachically we're machmer. We have the Adam know at the time. Yes.
I'm talking about Akar, afterwards she realized that there's the money. But again, it's they also didn't know that there was money in there.
Again, they're seeing. Let's say she would say yes, I'm accepting the form for Kedushin.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Bachar Maisa.
No, it's not. He's giving her four zuz.
What is her four zuz?
But now she's kind of the four zuz. That would be a great Kedushin.
How was she Kone?
It's in her hand. It's in the mat. She's holding the mat.
She was Kone before.
No, she did not. She did not know there were forces there.
Right, so he's right.
There's no new act. There's no a new act opinion.
Well, automatically, if I have it in my hand, it was, I'm holding your pen, and you say, keep it.
Inside something.
No, nothing. I'm holding his pen. I borrowed his pen. It's not how bought the Shiloh. I borrowed his pen. It's his pen. And he says to me, keep it. Yitzchak Margaret, and keep my pen. Do I have to give it back to you and take it back from you? No. You gave it to me. Now I'm kind of it. I have it in my hand. I'm kind of it. Tinyan yad. I don't need to make a new transfer. That's the Shiloh. She kept quiet. What? She doesn't have to say verbally when she accepted the mat. The question is, is shtik woman? When a woman is standing under the chuppah and they hand her the ring, does she say anything?
No.
Terence says her, she's acquiescing.
By sticking her finger
out. Or by taking it. If it would be a mat, she wouldn't stick her finger out. She would take it. Question is keeping quiet taking it, or is keeping quiet ignoring it? That's the question.
Everybody agree with Rabbi?
Again, we just started a sugya. You know, I hate to say this, Rabbi Shalom, give the Gemara a chance. You know what I mean? We're learning. That's what we're learning. We can't have the whole thing and, you know.
Rabbi Yitzchak? Can you just clarify what exactly was the chronology with this math? He gave her the mat, and they said it's not worth a Sheva Pruta, and he says, well, there's money inside, and then...
Yes.
So when is it going, and she kept quiet, or who kept quiet? She kept quiet?
She kept quiet, yeah. After he told her there's money inside, she did not react.
Thank you.
Yes.
We've seen in a number of places that a lack of kavana, zero kavana, the state which we mostly stay in during the day, is better than a negative kavana that you can interpret. In Sota or Beya, there's a discussion of whether or not you can infer someone's intent from their actions.
Again, I think it's a very open and shut case. It has nothing to do with anything else. A woman has to agree to the Kedushin. Did we see an agreement? Did we not see an agreement? That's the question.
Exactly. But there's the Gemara, the guy's running for the mikveh of Shabbos. Can we?
That's true. But again, it's not. Again, that's a different story. We're talking about Kedushin. That's you can't compare.
It's still mind reading.
Again, it might be more than mind reading. Again, let's give the Gemara a chance. I think it'll all be clarified. By the way, I will get off on a tangent. There's a big machlokes. Do the Adam have to see the woman's face? They have to see her. You go under the chuppah, and in some communities, the girls wear, the chakalas have a thick veil. Here come the two Adam, and they see Reuven is being mekadesh a woman. Right? They have no idea who she is. The invitation said that her name is Sprinza Miller. But there's no idea this is Spencer Miller. And the truth is, if they saw her, they still wouldn't know it's Spencer Miller. But at least they'd been able to identify a face. That he was Mekadesh this woman.
I was going to say, weren't they at the Bedeckin?
Either they were or they weren't. Not always are they at a Kedushin by the Bedeckin. I've been many times at a Kedushin, and I was not by Bedeckin. I only went to Bedeckin by my own kids, but other places I don't dance along. Why am I going to Bedeckin, I say myself? Why am I running there?
Married, Rabbi.
Another Jewish home being built. So then I should run into the ladies section with everybody else?
That's the ladies section.
Well, no, what is this? Why am I going to the Badakin? I mean, eight of them, I understand.
You're so happy for this guy.
I am very happy. I was excited. I was about to come out and spun him. I even ate a piece of cake. What do you want me to do?
Going to the ladies'
section. Okay, that's what you think I should do. Then it's a different story. But I never, I did. But my old children, I went along for about that. Yes.
You know.
The other places I just watched. What am I running into the ladies' section for? But my own cousin, I also went to the ladies' section. Yes. Yeah.
You know, if this had been enacted 50,000 years earlier, Jewish history would have changed greatly. I think it's obvious from that mindset.
Yes. Anyway, so this is a big shot of the Achrayim. Some Achrayim say that the Edom have to see the girl. They have to know who it is. They don't know that she's Spencer Miller. No, she doesn't wear a name tag, and if she did, it wouldn't mean anything anyway. You have to see the girl that he's being Mekadosh. They should be able to testify, this is the girl he was Mekadosh. Some Achrayim say you rely on Chazakah. The whole world is here for Spencer Miller's Chasana. So Spencer Miller is the one sitting with the caligal and this. So you can assume that the girl is Spencer Miller. You can be made that he was Mekadosh Spencer Miller. This is a big machlokes. By the Lithuanian communities, and I don't mean it in any way, they wear thin veils. So the Edom can see the girl through the veil. By Chassidim, they wear thick veils. My Reshiva made her pick up her veil so the Edom should see her. The Mahakasana made, he told me, I told him that she wears a thick veil, which I knew he says, they didn't have to see her. So I called my Kala and I said, what's going to happen? She said, no problem, I'll pick up my veil. If that's what they want, I'll pick up my veil. That's exactly what she did. The Shiva told her to pick up her veil, she picked up her veil, they took a glance at her, and then we did the Kedushin. That's it. Bechsidim, they're not makfir on that. They're Saimach HaChazaka. Who else but Spencer Miller is under the chuppah? Right? That's what they say. And that's what they're Saimach. But this is a big shayla. Because again, it goes back to the thing. How much do the Edom have to know? They see the Maisa Kedusha between man and lady. And can they rely on the fact that this is the lady? Or do they have to know that this is that lady?
If it's a modern day loving, and who actually wants to
know? That's what Dr. Schwab was referring to. And he said, after you remarked, but I'm seeing the Kala, we would have a different history.
That's what he said. Let's say it did happen. And that woman, the woman who was married, if you put another lady in there, and then that they go through the whole ceremony.
No.
It's a big problem. It would be a big problem. Yes. Be a big problem. Happened to me that by my wife, her sister, her older sister, had gotten married to Babavar. And in Babav, the cousin doesn't do the Badakin. The parents do the Badakin. Why? I don't know. That's Dominican Babav. In other places, they hold that the Badakin is a part of the chuppah. It has to be done by the cousin. And if not, it's a problem. But in Babav, that's Dominican. I don't question him and hug him of Kehilas. That's their minig. He got under the chuppah, and Rabbi Shabik, was the Masada Kedushin. He asked, who badeked? So the chassan said, in Babav, the parents badek. So Rabbi Shabik said, since when are you a Babavar? He learned in Babav. Your parents come from a different kehila. Your father comes from a different kehila, where they did the chassan did badek. He made uncover the veil under the chuppah, and he had the chassan do the badekin under the chuppah. So that had happened by her sister's chasana. So uncovering the veil was part and parcel of what happens under the chuppah. So it didn't set up any tremors. What?
Why did he do it? Because
he had learned the Babav yeshiva, but he didn't come from a Babav family. His father sent him to my shogun was just nifter. His father sent him to Babav yeshiva, and he adopted all Babav menhagim as he learned in the yeshiva. Meanwhile, his father came from Square or whatever it is on a slide board, different thing. Right. So his father and Rabbi Shabik knew that. Asked who did the badakin, and he heard that it wasn't the husband. He made him do the badakin under the chuppah. So my wife was used to the fact that under the chuppah you take the veil off. So it wasn't a shock tremor that you know, like you have to uncover your. That's what's done under the chuppah. You know what I mean? They're always done under the chuppah. But my receiver was makpid that the Edom see her. This is a big shayla. Again, those who wear thin veils, it's not nageya, because you can see the girl right through the veil. enough so to identify her. Anyway, back to this Gemara. Amar Rava, havish tikusa de lachamat mos, v'kol shtikusa de lachamat mos lav klumu. There's no acquiescence on her part. Amar Rava menaminala. So Rava says, I will prove it to you. The Tanya. Amar la kinti sela zuba pekutin. He says to her, can you take this money and hold it for me? V'chazav amar la hiskachi libay. Then after she took it, as a pekutin, he says, that should be kedushin. Now, the Brisa is very unclear. Zok the Brisa. B'shas matan mos, if he told it to her before he handed her the money, and she took it, mukadeshes. He takes it as a pekutin, and before he hands it to her, he says, you know what, let's make kedushin. There are Adam. He says, hurry up, mukadeshesly. She takes it, she's mukadeshes. L'achar matan mos, the Brisa says, ratasa mukadeshes. If she accepted the money from Pekutin, now it depends if Ratzasa or Lai Ratzasa. Now, we don't know what those words mean. Yes, Ratzasa means agree, and Lai Ratzasa means not agree. But what is different? If it's going to my Ratzasa, my Lai Ratzasa. Elaim or Ratzasa Dharma in, and Lai Ratzasa Dharma Lai. Is it that Ratzasa means yes, and Lai Ratzasa means no? And in the Resha, Michlal Dereisha, which doesn't differentiate between Ratzasa and Lai Ratzasa, Ki Amar Lai Nami Havi Kedushin. When he handed it to her and said it's Kedushin, he said no. Of course it wouldn't be Kedushin. The Reisha doesn't say Ratzasa and Lai Ratzasa. That means in the Reisha it doesn't make a difference. If Lai Ratzasa means no, if the woman says no, it's not Kedushin. Hariat Mukadesh Liba Tabazu. No. That means no Kedushin. So how can Lai Ratzasa mean no? Because again, in the first case, the Shas Matan Boz, we don't differentiate between Ratzasa and Lai Ratzasa. So if Lai Ratzasa means no, why wouldn't that make a difference in the first case? Teres says, am I become Lai? She said no. Elulah Ratzasa Damri in, Lai Ratzasa the Shishta Kamishtakam. Ratzasa means she say yes, and Lai Ratzasa means she kept quiet. So in the first case, when he handed it to her, and at the time he handed it to her, he said it's Kedushin, and she keeps quiet, that's acquiescence. In the second case, he handed it to her as a pekutin. Then 2 minutes later, he says, let that be Kedushin, and she doesn't say anything. She's not Mukadeshus. That's what the Brisa said.
Why would, if being quiet is no, then when she took it initially, why is it
all again, yes? We're trying to, again, let's set this up. In case number one, the Brisa did not say a difference between Yeratasa and Loiratasa. We're using Hebrew words now. In case number two, the Brisa did differentiate. Case number one is, he handed her the money and said it is Kedushin. There the Brisa doesn't say Ratasa yes, Loiratasa no. Brisa doesn't say that. In case number two, he handed her as a pekutin. 2 minutes later, he said, let it be Kedushin. There the Brisa says, Ratzasa yes, Loi Ratzasa no. We want to know what the word Loi Ratzasa means. If it means she said no, so then it doesn't make a difference, case number one and case number two. In case number one, when he said this is for Kedushin, and she says no, and she takes it and says no, it's not Kedushin. So why doesn't the Brisa make a difference in the first case? So obviously, Loi Ratzasa doesn't mean no. Lai Ratzasa means she didn't say yes. So in the first case, he walks over and says, take this for Kedushin, and she takes it without saying a word. She's Mukadeshus. In the second case, he handed her to Pekutin. 2 minutes later, he said, let it be a Kedushin. She keeps quiet. It's not a Kedushin. The Krabbe proves my case that keeping quiet after you receive the money is not an acquiescence.
Why would be keeping silent the first time an obvious acceptance, but now
it's... The guy, what happens in our chuppah today?
She took it.
She took it in the first case, too.
Which is the second case that she already had it.
He gave it to her for pekutin. She has it already. And the Brisa differentiates between Ratzasa and Loi Ratzasa. Loi Ratzasa can't mean no, because if it meant no, if she took it and said no, it wouldn't be Kedushin either. Obviously, Lai Ratzasa means she kept quiet. That means, in the first case, keeping quiet is acquiescence, and in the second case, it's not acquiescence, which is exactly what Rava said.
Which is the first case?
He handed it to her. He said to her, I'm going to give you a pekudin. And before he handed it to her, he said, let it be kedushin.
That's called b'shas.
That's b'shas matan was. Before he gave it to her, he said kedushin. He hadn't given it to her yet. Correct.
There, if she keeps quiet, it's fine.
That's what happens in every chasana. She takes it.
By the second case, and she didn't say anything.
It can't be she said no, because that would have canceled the first case too.
Finishes on the roughest part, though.
Again, we're trying to translate words. What is Ratzasa and what is my Ratzasa?
It can't be
different
things. What? It can't be different things in different situations.
What are you looking at?
One situation. The Raisa says the following story. He gave her a pekudin, and now he said, I want it to be kedushin. Dr. Bryce said, Ratsa says she's Mukadashis, Goy Ratsa says she's Aida Mukadashis. I have no idea what you're trying to say.
There's no reason to tell us that.
And why is there a reason to tell us in the second case?
Because it was Al-Lachar's mind.
I have no idea what you're asking to say. Should be Michael me? Therefore, is it bigger Kiddush to say no?
Not bigger,
so, Mercer, if it's not a chiddush, again, I'm not even going to get into this argument.
Requires a no.
Again, why does that require a no more than the no in the first case?
Because it's not associated with the giving. That's why it requires a no to be not the kiddush.
I don't understand. It was not given the same kiddush.
But he's switching now.
And she's saying no.
When she says no the first time.
Again, the first case, did the bride make a difference? Did the bride, why didn't the bride say Ratsa son, why Ratsa? Why is that more obvious? Why is that more obvious?
She wouldn't take it from him.
She didn't take it. First he said, take it as a begotten. Before he gave it to her, he said, let it be kedushin. She said, no.
I'll take it as a begotten, but not as kedushin.
She didn't talk. She said, no.
Okay.
You interpret no. To me, no means no. So Rava brings a raya. Because he, Loi Ratzasa can't mean no, it must mean quiet. And it's saying, if she keeps quiet, that's not agreeing to a kedushin. Only if it's done b'shas matan mos. If it's not done b'shas matan mos, it's not an agreement to kedushin.
So keeping quiet depends on the situation.
Absolutely. Shmamina, shtika lacha matan mos, loi klomu, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, b'tzifsa d'avsa, Machtela Shahadas, a mat of myrtles. They were wrapped in it. She didn't throw it away. She didn't know. When she finds out afterwards, that's keeping quiet after receiving the money. You know why she keeps quiet? She doesn't care. I didn't take it for kedushin. I didn't take this money for kedushin. Why should I react? How do I know that? Before she accepted her, Amar lo hiskachi li boy, mukudeshes. The he got built a when she takes it, I died to dog. He got built a. She's taking it on that das. The cloud the rain should the loy plague may rot the seme loy rot the sub. Kiram loy nami have a kedushin. Pit me up. Is that true? The shaska mishtika. Loi ratzis is the kamer, halki kamer. Loi amra writes ani. Loi ratzis, I mean, she didn't say yes. Loi klumi, the hide the shaska mishim le ichpas lohu. Why is she keeping quiet? She doesn't care. She hasn't done anything positive to show kedushin, so she doesn't care. She's ignoring him. She's ignoring him. She never agreed to this. Kashu baba pum nahara mishmeida avuna breida vishua. In Pum Nahara, in the city of Pum Nahara, they asked the question in the name of Rav Huna Bar Eder Yeshua. And they said, you cannot compare the Brisa to the case of Rava. The case of Rava was, he walked over and he said, Ayat Mukadash Asliba Machtzela Zu. She took it for Kedushin, found out that the Kedushin was invalid. Then he said, four Zuz, and she didn't react. That's the case of Rav. The case of Pekadon, he gave it to her for Pekadon, then changed his mind for Kedushin, and didn't react. So Rava equated the two cases. They're both non-reaction after the receiving of the money. Meaning, she was not told Kedushin at the time of the receiving of the money, she was told it later. In both cases, she didn't react. Rav Huna Bar Eder Yeshua had a big problem. He said in the case of Pekadon, she didn't want to react because she felt responsible. She had accepted this item to watch it. Now he tells her Kedushin. She has no interest in getting married to him. So what should she do? Throw it? Break it? She'd be chayav. So she keeps quiet and doesn't say anything. But in case, when he said Harriet Mekadeshously, she has no achrayas on the item. If he tells her Kedushin with the four, she doesn't want it, let her take the mat and swing it into the sea. Let her show a reaction of negativity. Why is she keeping quiet, not doing anything? By Pekadon, she doesn't want to pay for it. So she says, listen, I'm not masking for Kedushin. I'll keep quiet. I'm not going to fight with him. But I'm not going to throw it out of my thing because I'm responsible. I accepted it as a Pekadon. Here, by Kedushin, she has no responsibility. Drop it. If he says Kedushin, just fling it. That's again, I'm just explaining what Rav Huna Bar Eder Yeshua was saying, so let me read it inside. We'll see. One second. Kashi Baba Pum Nahar Meshmed Rav Huna Bar Eder Yeshua. Midami. Hasam Bibatayas Pekadon Yavanali. He gave it to us a Pekadon. Savra Ishadinu Lu in Misbury. If I throw it, it breaks. Mechavinavu Abichayev. So therefore, I'm holding my thing and I don't throw the thing in his face. Haga Bibatayas Kedushi Yavinanala. She had no Achrayas. It means the Lenicha Lelushdinu. Let her react and say goodbye. She doesn't want to say no, for whatever reason. So just throw the item away. Why doesn't she do that? Must be she's agreeing. That's what Rav Huna Bar Eder Yeshua asked on Rava. He argued on Rava. He said the price is good because there she feels beholden to watch it. So she doesn't do anything. Here by Kedushin, just fling it. Goodbye.
So if she's willing to get married with the little piece of pillow, then certainly what's the question if there's 4 points in there?
She had no, she never showed. Now you're asking a whole new kasha. You're saying she did agree. That's not true.
I'm in for 4 points.
Maybe now she's not ready. Maybe she changed her mind. We don't see her agreeing. We don't see her agreeing. Keeping quiet is not agreement.
Obviously,
I'll
take it for more.
The whole case started this way. Right. The answer is, we don't see an agreement. Maybe she doesn't want to get married. Maybe she feels that the guy... Right, that's because she thought the mat was worth money. She found out that he gave her a mat that's worthless. She has no interest in marrying him.
Mid-transaction, she heard the fight of Adam.
Here. He walks over. He hands her a ring that she thinks is a golden ring. And it's really hard plastic that he bought off that machine. The gumbo machine, right? And he hands it to her, type of text, and she's willing. Then somebody tells her it's a plastic ring. And he says, oh, here's a golden ring. Excuse me. You tried to be Mekadesh with a plastic ring. I want nothing to do with you. Again, I hear your point. She did agree to Kedushin. It's much more than about the cutting. I agree. But the bottom line is, she never agreed to this Kedushin. That's the kasha they asked in Pum Nahara. Dr. Gemara, Parach Rabbi Choy, Atakula Nashi Dina Gemiri. You think every lady knows Hilchas Pekadin? Maybe she thinks that she's responsible for the item, even though he never asked her to watch the Pekadin. He gave it to her Kedusha. She's afraid to throw it away. She thinks she'll have to pay. If you're saying by Pekadin she doesn't throw it away, but she's afraid she's going to have to pay, and by Kedusha she has no fear, what do you think? She went to Shear? She knows Halachas? She's a lady. She doesn't know. She's afraid to throw it away. So therefore, it is the same case as Pekadin. That's the argument between Rava and Ravuna Breda Rishu. So Rashi, Midah Mishtika the Hacha, Mishtika the Hasam. How can you pair? Hasam got me kinto Pekadin Mikar Matara Shmirika built. She accepted to watch it. He had a miskachi the boy. Sabra, she thinks he should need a lay by throw it away. A pay. He'll close you a sinu. Behidle Mechoi, why didn't she scream though? She doesn't care. I've got the tips of me, carbatesh kedushin kabalte. When he did tips the last week, Shabbat Bruta, he had the Rama take this mezuzah this far. Eloi Nichavav, she doesn't agree, this dinner, throw it away. Don't let this chayba be shmarasa. She doesn't have to watch the mat. With the way she's a sinner, she might have been on the swaps of the kedushin. She must have agreed. Dina Gemiri, the yad that keep the kibble in Tarusala, he shined a little as chayba. You think they know that? Dr. Gemara, Socher Avacha Barav Lakama de Ravina Kahai Gavna Mai. So Avacha Barav asked Ravina, who do we pascha like? Rava or Ravuna Breda Rishua? The bottom line, what would be the halacha in that case? Halacha Lamaisa. This is after Rava was Sifter. Ravina lived later, and the later Amaroyim, the last generation of Amaroyim. He wants to know, Ravina, tell me, who do we pascha like? Amar Shoch Leg, so he sent back. We don't agree. He never told it to us. We never heard it. And we don't agree to that. That there's a difference. And therefore, we paskin like Rava. Atam de Shmi Eluchu. But you say you have a Messiah that he said it. So Chushalo, if I were you, I would say it's a Safek Kedushin. I would not ignore Ravuna Breda Rishua. Our Messiah doesn't have Ravuna Breda Rishua. We never heard it. He never told it to us. We never heard it in his name. We heard Rava. That's what we accepted. That's what we do. You obviously have a Messiah there who maybe who argues. So you should worry about that. Interesting point. Ravina did not accept that, but since they knew it, he should know it also. He said, listen, my Rebbeim never taught me this. My Rebbeim taught me Rava. You obviously learned from somebody that taught you Rehuna Ben Yeshua. So you take Rehuna Ben Yeshua into account. It's like somebody learns by Ramesha. And somebody didn't learn by Ramesha. The person who didn't learn by Ramesha has a Messiah from his Rebbe in one way. Other person learned by Ramesha and he heard Ramesha argues. So the first person says, listen, I never learned by Ramesha. I never heard Ramesha. I have no, my Rebbe taught me differently. You learned by Ramesha, so you do learn Ramesha.
But people in Machmer came out like Ramesha also. You're putting on the
Chumrah
here.
But the Chumrah is Rebbe Yeshua. He's saying it's Tzavik Kedushin. And Ravina said, I never heard it. My Rebbe didn't teach me that Chumrah. You think you have to accept every Chumrah in the book?
No.
Okay.
It is interesting that we have seen various exercises done to make sure a woman will not become under the Kohanim. And we're not doing this here.
No.
I mean, you know, this...
We don't see it by Kedushin, we see it by Get.
Well... One's requiring
again. I understand, but yeah, right. But we never see it in the early stages, and we always see it worried about in the later stages. Rashi, like Shmielu, like who? I'm a lono le'achem b'shemay. Who should love at shechu a gita and you require a get? Everybody should have. If you have a minyan, it's just samecha. Baruch Hashem, Raven Hashem. I have nine people. Don't take away anybody from learning.
What's scheduled next week? Just Tuesday off?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Oh, why?
If you do the mitzvah sayayim on Tuesday, you'll understand why on Wednesday you can't have a chair. Everybody's learning, don't interrupt people.
Oh, come on.
You don't interrupt people when they're learning.
I heard once that since after Birkus Erizin, when the workers often they have to lift the bill so the kai can drink, So I had an opportunity to see her.
That's why I didn't see her, but that's all right.
Show me the room.
I mean,
how long have you been done?
16 years.
How many?
16.
Six?
16. 2006. 17. The biggest loss.